Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. And my name is Josh Earle, and this week I'm doing a special social media around before the whole thing gets shut down. Who knows how long Twitter's going to be around for? Who knows? So I've got my four absolute favourite people I follow on Twitter in the one show. So please welcome all now. Our first guest is a first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with the head of audience engagement for the Richmond Football Club. Can you please welcome from the Dragon Friends podcast, it's Ben Jenkins.
Hello. I also share my name with someone at the ABC who keeps getting emails.
Yeah. There's a lot of Ben Jenkins on the internet, yeah. And especially on LinkedIn.
But only one on this podcast, yeah. And that's me.
And only one ever. Here, so I'm not going to get any of them else.
I will go bananas, great. Just so you know.
Our next guest on Twitter is currently going through every suburb of Brisbane, upsetting its residents. So can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Mel Buttle, yeah.
Hello. Hey, Joe. Yes. Now, that has gone Brisbane viral for me.
Oh, that's great.
No one outside of Brisbane gives a fuck, but in Brisbane, wow, have I really ruffled some feathers?
Well, I saw that your very first one was Nunda, which is where my brother used to live. He doesn't live there anymore. So I was like, oh, this is great, because that kind of applies directly to him. You said like a gym dad with a black lab. He had a rescue greyhound, but also fits the other bill.
Right. Well, I started with Nunda because it was easy pickings. It's sort of upper middle class, fish in a barrel. Let's go.
Got a great cafe in Nunda called the C Word.
Oh, yes, I've been to the C Word.
Yeah.
That's its real name.
That's it. I'm not making that up. It's just the C Word.
No.
Also is a comedian and writer who shares his name with the head chef of Adelaide restaurant Fedora's. Can you please welcome us, James Colley? Yes. Oof.
The worst name I knew was the double murderer, but I'm glad that there's two awful connections.
The Fedora's.
Fedora's.
Where the wait staff will say a glass of wine, m'lady.
Mm. Oh, that's awful. I always wonder how
long...
You
should be happy that as far as we know, and I put that qualifier on this seriously, but as far as we know, you're the best James Colley.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guy who does a CrossFit thing in
okay,
Liverpool.
Then no, you're a big bag of shit.
Ass, yeah.
That's
And finally is the host of a podcast that has changed her Google algorithm. So every time that you Google her name, it autocorrects to say the best. Can you please welcome it's Kirsty Weebeck? Yes.
Yeah.
Very smart there, Kirsty.
The public relations degree is finally paying off.
Yeah. So Kirsty hosts a podcast called Kirsty Weebeck, The Best.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it The Best with Kirsty Weebeck?
Well, it's just The Best, yeah. And then my name's hovering about.
Because what comes up is Kirsty Weebeck, The Best.
Yeah, yeah. Which is also fair enough.
So that's very, very well played. Because before that it was Kirsty Weebeck, Canberra. So it's... You've gone up.
It's the only reason that I made the podcast was just to get that out of the algorithm.
It's why James Colley Fedora was such a bad podcast idea.
So our only game today is called Social Media. I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who tweeted them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the fact if you're incorrect, until we get to the last 10 questions, and then you can actually lose points. We did this last time, and it worked well. So okay. your name's your buzzers. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Our first one, this one's a bit of an act out. So the therapist says, okay, it says here you spend several hours a day on a poison website for idiot assholes. Is that something you might think about cutting down? Me. Look, pal, just teach me the breathing exercises.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Is it Ben?
You are correct. A point there for Mel, yes.
Can I give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain on that one?
Yeah.
We don't have to do a making of for all of these, but can I just say that literally was based on something my therapist said to me.
Great.
It wasn't as pithy as that, but like because he was like, he's like a 60-year-old man, and having to explain to him what Twitter was, he was like, dear God, no, really?
I've been to two different therapists in my life. The first one, I stopped after one session. I just didn't click with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And someone told me that you don't have to go and see, if you don't like them, you don't have to see them, which I think was really good. Otherwise, I would have went, oh, but they've got all the answers. And I was talking about my career and kind of stuff like that. And he goes, oh, it's so weird in your career. Like one day you'll see them on TV, and the next day, poof, you never see them again. I'm like, all right, this is not for me. I've got to go. But my second one I went to, she's lovely, and she was like, and I told someone this and they said, that's really bad advice. I'm like, well, it worked for me. Like it made me feel a lot happier about myself, which was like, she just said, when do you reckon you were the happiest? And I said, oh, I don't know, probably when I was like 14, 15. She goes, what were you doing then? I'm like, oh, I don't know, into music and comedy and basketball was the only thing I dropped off. She goes, well, maybe get back into basketball. Maybe you'll be a lot happier. Got to say,
incredible advice.
The last 4 years, LeBron James has made me very, very happy.
It's very easy to overthink the brain stuff. Just play some basketball, it's fine.
Yeah, just watch some hoops.
Yeah.
All right, second question. Mum just asked the guy in the bottle shop where they keep the West Coast cooler. In the 80s, Mum.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Mel.
No, that was you dipshit, Kirsty.
It is on brand for me. It is very Mel. I almost buzzed into knowing it myself. But
that makes me feel so much better. Was that really my tweet?
That was from 2016.
Oh, I like that. Like that tweet.
It's a good one.
Put on me.
Yeah. I liked it. That's why I chose it. You've got 1,000 tweets I could have chosen. I've chosen about 6 or 7 of them, and yeah, that was a good one.
Well, you can use that one, Mel, if you want.
I don't mind that, actually. I'm working on a bit about my mum's horrible alcoholism, so that might come in handy, actually.
Can you even get West Coast Cooler? It surprised me that it hasn't made a comeback.
I have only seen West Coast Coolers as a punchline.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I have only ever seen them in a joke.
No, my mum used to drink West Coast Cooler, but I haven't seen them for like 20 years. And I'm sure, like...
It's wine in a can, right?
It's a kind of a glass bottle. It's like a
little bottle.
Like a Bogan Cruiser.
It's very sweet. I think it was like a ready-to-drink before ready-to-drinks came out. But I had some at my 30th birthday, ironically. So you can get them.
When you called the bottle shop, were you like, by the way, this is for a joke?
I had to call a few bottle shops, actually. I think the person that sold me a case of them was just like, okay, enjoy your party. I was like, no, it's ironic, you don't get it. We're having chats, ironically.
Next time she's going to say it's for Kirsty's mum.
Because we're about the same age, Mel. Did you drink Sub-Zeros? Were they big in your youth?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yep. I could have almost 1.5 of those before I'd start telling girls I had feelings about them back in high school. So... yeah.
You could put cordial in them and they were really good.
Yeah, they needed something. They were yuck.
Yeah. Question 3. Watch Hamilton with a critical eye. There are some major historical inaccuracies.
Ben.
Many of these large musical numbers never happened. Yes, Ben. I heard you, Ben. Yes, first.
I feel like that's a James Colley special.
That is a James special. Yes, put there for Ben. Yes.
It was a wonderful joke if you want about 4 days of people repeating that punchline to you.
I mean, that is one of the best things about Twitter, actually.
Yeah. I actually do like it when someone explains the joke back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kirsty and Mel, as female comedians, you might not understand what happens here. But sometimes people
step you through this.
Think that you don't understand your own joke.
Oh, no, it's never happened to me.
I'm not sure. I had an open mic at my first gig back since all of COVID on the weekend, last weekend, give me some tags.
Great.
And I was just like, fuck the fuck off, mate. We've been dodging a pandemic. I don't need your insights into living life as a lesbian. Thank you.
And that young man grew up to be Hannah Gadsby.
Because Kirsty, you did a thing the other day where you were like going, this is what I hate about, not hate about Twitter, but this is what I really dislike about Twitter. And it was like a list of six or seven things. And yeah, I think that kind of activity was right there in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like paraphrasing or giving you a topper.
Yeah.
Or you know, like when people quote your tweet but try and make it funnier. And yeah. You're like, mate, just enjoy the gag about my mum and West Coast cooler.
That I remember this, making.
Like, when Ben was talking about...
That was the best tweet of my career.
Do you ever, when you're tweeting something, like, be like, I know what the dipshit topper's going to be? Like, you almost want to get in... You know what I mean? Like, it's like, there's a reason I didn't put that, but yep, there it is. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I give it, like, within the first three commenters...
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have to chuck it out there.
Yeah.
I had a good one the other day. I tweeted about, can you believe even this is a cake? And it was the duck cake from the Women's Weekly. And all these people replying to me going, that's actually from the Women's Weekly cookbook. And I'm like, I know.
I am the Women's Weekly cookbook.
Don't cake-splain to me, mate. All right, I understand where I got this from.
I'm truly stuck on Ben trying to explain Twitter to a psychologist because it feels to me like going to any doctor and being like, I'm on this thing called meth. You probably haven't heard of it. Here's how meth works.
Honestly, the response was basically that. It really was like, there was a point at which I thought he was going to like call a colleague. You know what I mean? He was like, and you do this every day. See, can you just give me a moment, please?
He just calls his assistant. Yeah, I will put a purchase on that second house. I reckon if this thing's popular, we'll be all right. We'll be in business for a few years. Question four. Here's a crazy idea. Take all the money the government spends on tertiary education and buy every Australian two pairs of jeans. James. One just casual and one that's a bit dressier that you could wear with a collared shirt or whatever.
Now, I'll say I started, Kirsty. I've moved to Ben as it got stupider.
So you're saying, James, you're saying Ben? You are correct, James. Yes, that is Ben, yes.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
I would like to drill down on it, and I think one jean needs to be your classic denim blue jean, and I think a black jean as well. Yeah.
Do you think still denim? I mean, I guess things can't be jeans if they're not denim, but like, would you be open to like a chino subsidy or...?
Oh, I'm starting a revolution if I get a fucking chino from the government.
Can you imagine if we all got two pairs of chinos from the government? People would be angrier than when you two just slipped their album into everyone's iPhone.
There's no policy announcement. You just check the mail one day and there's like, two pairs of chinos.
No, it's worse than that. You just look down.
The Minister for Rivers.
Wear chinos? The men were like, I used to hear it on Seinfeld. I didn't know what they were till I was about like 25.
I've got a couple of chinos.
There was a distinct period when I was about 24 and I was like, I need to dress better, but I don't know what that looks like. So I'm going to go on a website and I'm going to click whatever looks like the most adult pair of pants, and that's what I'm buying. And I got a lot of tan chinos.
I think you can't wear chinos without making a bit of a statement nowadays, and that statement is, I am a member for the Nationals.
My thing is, I don't know what shoes go with them though. Because everyone's like, oh, RMs. I'm like, well, I'm not spending $500 on a pair of shoes.
Well, then you shouldn't be spending any money on chinos or be getting them from the government.
Yeah, or there's those white boater shoes. That's the only two options that I've seen look good with chinos.
What about we roll the end up and we just put a really simple sneaker with them, Jill?
Oh,
what
I like that.
All right.
What about barefoot and shouting?
Because I got them because I was sick of wearing jeans every day. I just wanted another option than jeans.
Take me through that, because I want to see you putting on jeans in the morning going, oh God, this is hell.
Yeah, but it is that thing of like going, fuck, I'm wearing jeans. Like, because I look at a man like David Quirk, who's a very good dresser, who doesn't wear jeans. He wears like white linen pants or grey suit pants. And he makes them look really good. And when I try that...
Josh, he's David Quirk. He's doing kickflips. You know what I mean? Like, he's a cool skater dude. Like, what now, are you going to...
I'm this in is the make same me thing in. As you, Josh Earl. I do not know where to go pant-wise.
Yeah.
I have walked around the shops. I'm in a... And I don't want to... I want to pant that is as formal as a jean, not less formal. And as a woman, unless you're going into a corporate pant, that's a tricky area. You are stuck with jeans. I get it.
Yeah.
Are you saying there's a gap in the market, though?
There is a gap for, like, a woman chino, for want of a better word. I don't know. I don't like the colour. That colour, it makes me wear... you can't wear a lot of colours with that beige pair of pants. You're locked into a light blue shirt, I feel.
You're locked into a light blue shirt and a fascist rally.
Yes.
Kirsty, you've been very quiet. Are you into the chino look?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason that I've been quiet is because I'm trying to remember what it felt like to wear anything other than tracksuit pants. So I'm amazed that you've all got such firm opinions on pants.
I mean, I think that's true any time of, like, pandemic notwithstanding.
The pandemic. Okay, question 5. I've been sober for 3 months today. Baby due next week, though. Fingers crossed.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
That was Melinda Buttle's finest work.
That was Mel Buttle. Yes, I put it in Kirsty.
Yes, yeah. That's a bit of a giveaway there when you read between the lines of that tweet. I don't know. But yes. If it wasn't you, Kirsty, who could it be?
There was no guessing, though, Mel. I thoroughly enjoyed it at the time.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, that was, yeah. I'm no longer sober. I've started drinking again. I'm allowed on special occasions and on the weekends. And you would be surprised how many special occasions come around when you really put your mind to it.
Oh, it's hump day.
Hump day. It's our 1 year and 6 month anniversary. That's a real one. So many.
Question 6. A glory hole, but you reach into it and someone hands you a trophy.
Oh, Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Mel?
No, that was Kirsty. A point there for Kirsty.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, it's a bloody good joke. I wish
that
was mine.
I've never seen a glory hole in the wild, and I'm one of those things. I'm like, do they only exist in kind of like punchlines? A bit like the West Coast cooler.
Yeah, I wonder. It feels like something that may have existed at some very specific point in time, and then like.
But you go in a public bathroom with a drill, and it just doesn't happen that often.
Someone,
look, James, you don't make a glory hole every time.
Yeah. you do if you're an entrepreneur. You drill your way through. You stick your head in. You're like, so what do you reckon? I've made the hole now. I'll sand it down.
No, you get one of those Roger Rabbit. Oh, yeah, is it Roger Rabbit like black holes that you just throw up the wall?
Oh, you just stick it on the wall, yeah. And then a big dick comes out of it, like in Roger Rabbit. Yeah.
Or you stick your dick through it, and then, yeah.
It got some great branding, didn't it? There's no way that glory should be attached to this.
A trophy, on the other hand.
Yes.
Wholesome.
Be fun to see what the trophy's for as well. That would be also good. All right, question.
It's just a trophy I got from you from winning one of the live pods.
Question 7. Apricots are great if you're looking for a healthy snack with the texture of eating a human ear.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
I'm just going off poker faces now. I'm gonna say James Colley.
You are correct. Yes, it was James. Yeah. Point there for Ben. Yes.
I saw his proud little Labrador face kind of light up on the Zoom.
It's because I forgot again. I forgot it was one of mine, but then I was like, I really agree with that. Oh, that's probably me then.
Really speaks to me.
Because I love an apricot.
Dad,
oh, go, Mel.
Yes, I love. Are we talking? We're talking dried apricots, though. Sorry.
Yeah.
I
want. Yeah. We're talking dried apricot.
Yeah. My dad, who is a Queensland man, who obviously voted for One Nation in the 90s, told me that dried pears are a Chinaman's ears.
Uh-huh. So... Wait, is that true?
Let's get a fact check.
Look, I'll ask him. But yeah, what a good guy. Thanks, Barry.
I love apricots. It's probably my number one fruit. If we're talking...
Did you know that the apricot is technically a nut?
Is it?
How is
you
it?
Made
it's
that
a stone
up.
Fruit. It's got a stone in the middle.
No, it's not a nut. I just wanted to sound smart.
Right.
I just wanted everyone to be like, oh, wow, that's Ben. He knows all about nature.
I once ate a whole bag of dried apricots at work because a woman at work, this is when I was like working at a supermarket and I was 16. I was eating two chocolate eclairs for my lunch and she kind of shamed me into eating healthier. She goes, you should eat healthier. And so the next lunch, I had a whole bag of dried apricots. And then
how'd that go guts-wise?
I had to get my mum to come and pick me up from work early because I was shitting myself for half an hour in the toilet and then had to say, oh, I've got really bad cramps. I don't know what it's from. It's like, yeah, I knew what it was from.
Yeah, you had to get your stomach pumped.
Yeah. So much fiber.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. Question 8. So many disappointed mums up the pub tonight, just blankly finishing their kids' chips.
James. I'm going to go Kirsty.
You are incorrect. It was Mel Buttle there. Point there for Mel.
Mum is a big focus of my tweets. Mum or dad. If you ever stuck for a tweet, just remember a time mum did something, bang. You got a tweet.
That's a tweet. Bingo banger.
That's a tweet. Yep.
Well, this Mel is the start of a short film. This, like, a short Australian film.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah,
Just a sad mum at the pub.
But they do, you know, you see a mum just blankly just eating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hating her life. Like, mums only ever get to eat cold chips. Like, what are you, right? Get some of your own. You know.
Go on, mum, you've earned it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I reckon between, as a parent, I actually think.
Oh.
Here we
between my wife and I, who's finishing off our kids' food? It's probably, I'm eating more crusts in my life than I've ever eaten ever before. Like. Yeah, because I cut the crusts off and I'm like, oh, I don't want to throw them out. So I'll eat like 8 crusts from 2 sandwiches.
I absent-mindedly ate all of Mo's dinner the other night. I started off being like, it's yummy, buddy. Like, come on, because he's being a bit picky lately. Like, honestly, like scene missing. Then like, there's just an empty bowl in front of me and my son looking at me and just like... kind of a mixture of horror and shock.
All right. Question 9. Press conference delayed again as I beg Daniel Andrews to let me open with a tight 5 and maybe a parody song to lighten the mood. He wants to see the act first. Does not bode well.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
That has the sweaty Gil Gunderson desperation of James.
You are correct. Yes, the point there.
James would suffice.
The character, I mean, of the tweet. You do desperate comic tweets a lot, and they're very funny.
I do remember the first time performing at Ben's show at uni at Project of 2, doing a story club there, coming off stage. I can't remember what story I told. All I remember is coming off stage and meeting another comic, David Cunningham, who was one of the few people I knew there at the time, and he said to me, "You have a face for pathos." I think that's
such
a compliment,
a prick.
You're the only safe one at the minute, Mel. Queensland's all safe. Your borders are tight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went out to a pub on the weekend and heaps of people were all touching each other, buying each other drinks, dancing's not meant to. Dancing's banned, which I find very odd.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah, but you can dance like in your area, like on if you have a chair, you can dance on your chair.
You could leave your friends behind.
Yes. You can dance. We're pretty safe up here. I guess one of the main reasons is because a woman's in charge.
Are you aware?
Yes.
I don't want to. Yep, that's a different woman. I know where you're going. she's a dumb bitch, so it's different.
Yeah, because the AFL's just moved up there today.
Yep, and no one gives a single fuck. That has been like the 6th story down in the news because there was a Krispy Kreme that gave away donuts.
Oh my god,
that was in my hometown.
Yeah, that was bigger news than the AFL. Because we can't have the grand final because someone signed a 30-year deal with the MCG. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
Board, bring back Origin. Bring back Origin.
Mm-hmm. It'll really mean something this year. if you guys are locked down and New South Wales aren't, or the vice versa. All right, question 10. Imagine how much KFC you could get with $26,000.
Mel.
Ben.
Yes, Mel.
Nah.
Is it Kirsty?
Yes, you are correct. Yes. A point there for Mel. I think you even gave a nod then, Kirsty, when I said that. You went, yeah, that's a...
Yeah, I was like, that's a great tweet.
It's a good one.
No, I wasn't really. And like what we were saying before about that list I wrote of all the things I had about Twitter, like so many people were like, I think you'll find it's 15,123 nuggets. And I was like, all right, mate, whatever. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I actually had to do those calculations for work at some point this week, and yes,
James works at KFC.
Yeah.
it was actually James who tweeted that at me, and I was fuming.
Yeah.
All right. It is a good, of all the fast foods, it's the best one.
Oh, man, this story this week has made me really... Like, just because we have to watch news about it all the time, stuff like that. I've got myself a real hankering for some KFC.
Well, it came up again. Other people were like, a guy wouldn't leave KFC because he wanted to finish it.
Even after the cops turned up.
It's so good. It reminds me of, like, that Mark Latham has a section in his Wikipedia page that's headline is just incident at a Hungry Jack's. Like, whenever you get that headline, your life's not going great at that point.
All right, question 11. Once I was in the middle of a bad depressive episode and really didn't know what to do, and my therapist at the time suggested, apropos of nothing, I get a little remote-controlled speedboat and zip it around the pond after work.
James.
Yes, James.
That's a bit.
Yes, a bit, yes. You are correct. Another point there for
who
James.
Would a therapist look at and say, will a speedboat help?
If only they knew you could have been into basketball.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a similar impulse, though, because we go like, oh, well, a speedboat couldn't help. A basketball couldn't help. Like, I, in the end, said, okay, I think we're done here, and didn't see that guy anymore. But, like, I actually think he was fucking right. Like, I actually think sometimes it's not very complicated. Just watch some basketball or drive a little boat around. You'll be fine.
I went to... At Ronnie Cheng's wedding, I was there, and I got there the time he told everyone to get there, and no one else was getting there, apart from Greg Larson was there as well. And we stood in the field, and there was a guy near us flying a drone, and I've never seen Greg look so happy as watching another man fly a drone. And he just turned to me after like 5 minutes of just watching this drone going, fuck, that looks cool, I want one. And so I really do think there's something in just going, all right, this is mindless, but it's like, oh, look, I'm zooming around.
Yeah, exactly.
But doctor, I am a tiny boat.
Yeah. All right, next question. Summer Bay is amazing. You can work part-time at the bait shop and still afford a house with an ocean view. Yes, Kirsty.
That's Mel.
That is Mel. Yes, another point there for Kirsty. Yes.
It really resonated with me.
Yeah, I love that tweet, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a new home and away watcher. I've been forced into it by my girlfriend is into it. And, the inconsistencies in that show. And I've been watching it now for a few months, and every night I still have questions.
Yep.
I'm like, who's he? Who's she? How do they know each other? Did that? And yeah, that it's so complicated. Like, it looks like a really simple show, but once you know the backstory, and now thusly I'm addicted and I've got a problem.
Is this like ordering a bunch of West Coast coolers for a party in that it kind of starts ironic and then all of a sudden you're hammered on West Coast coolers? Like, did you start kind of, all right, I'll give it a go, and now you're kind of a bit of a home away tragic.
I was like, you know what? I guess you can have it on. I guess I'm going to tweet it. I hate it, and now I'm like, oh my god, what is going to happen with Ziggy?
When a show goes for like whatever 20, 30 years, how far does the backstory go? Like, are they referencing things from 2 months ago, or do you have to be like, oh, in 87, this guy really pissed off this guy?
Sometimes they forget stuff, I've noticed. They don't. It's like they want you to, Men in Black, like Marilyn is still in it. Excuse me. And Marilyn was in it when I was little. But now, nothing that happened to her back then, I think, is relevant now. They just sort of brought her back
Because they do like kind of do, they don't do like comic books. They don't do like a continuity reset, but they do a continuity reset with like various characters. Like this is Neighbours, but like they wiped Harold Bishop's memory for some reason, like his entire memory.
Yeah, he fell off the rocks and washed up in Tassie.
Yeah. I've had a friend who worked on that show, and I was asking him because like to me it's an insane amount of TV to make in such a short time. And he was like, yeah, the thing is, like, basically, if somebody doesn't, like, look at the camera or bump into the furniture or, like, swear, then it's a take that we use. Like, they never, it's never like, oh, do we have a better one of that? It's like, did you say, was it English? Was it roughly, did you call that actor by their character's name? Great. It's in, like, print it.
Moving on. Yeah.
Which
is so great.
I love with it. So Sally Fletcher, who was played by Kate Ritchie, so she went all through school there and then was at uni for 2 years. That's all she was at uni for, and then became a teacher at the school, and then in 5 years was the principal. And I'm like, that is not how it works. You cannot. So she did her placement at the school, then got a job there. Yeah, it's like, this is not how, you got to go out, at least get it, do a placement at Yabby Creek. At least go somewhere. Like, my other one with Neighbours was, there was an Irish actor on, I think his name was Connor in the show, and his character was leaving, but there was Paul Robinson's son who was a bit crazy. And so they alluded that he killed Connor and buried him in the front lawn, and there was just like this hose sticking up, and it was like alluded to that, that's where Connor was. He was buried under the ground. And then, obviously, 2 months later, I thought, oh, fuck, Connor's under the ground. We're not writing that story. So they just wrote, is a postcard from Connor. Oh, the reason he hasn't talked to us for 2 months is that he's in Thailand or somewhere like that. And, oh, he's just been too busy. Oh, cool, he's alive. Great. And then that was it. It's great.
Yep. It's like high school drama, like sketches where they just go, 5 months later, and then, all right.
Next question. My life is 80% engineering social situations, so I can use tall drink of water in a sentence.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Kirsty.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ben, yes.
Bing, bang, bong.
Got it.
What a tall drink of water you are, Ben.
situation engineered. It is one of the all-time great expressions.
It's a good saying, yeah.
It's so good. I love it.
Does it mean you're tall?
Yep.
Is that the extent of the phrase?
No, it's like well, Kirsty, as a fan of the phrase, you're in a better position to.
Well, I think it's like like complimenting someone and on their level of attractiveness as well.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
And as we know, I think only tall men are attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's absolutely right, Jill.
Well, thankfully, there's no way of verifying this on an oral medium, but I'm 9 feet tall.
For the listeners who don't know, Ben won tickets to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and had a mishap. And on the way out, they stretched him out. So that's why he's 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fact check. Okay, next question. Hear me out on this. LimeWire Festival. Bands from the early 2000s play mislabeled songs that aren't actually theirs. Tickets available as a .exe with a 70% chance of destroying your computer. Yes, Mel.
James Colley?
No, that is Ben Jenkins there. Point for Ben. Oh.
It was nerdy that shit was enough that it could have been.
Some sketches are just some tweets are just sketches that got rejected from the various shows I've worked on, and they live out their life as sad little tweets.
But this one went well. This is your most retweeted or liked tweet.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got 36,000 like retweets and stuff.
Really, I muted it after about 10 minutes because again, it was people just repeating the joke back to me.
Yeah.
So that went well. Okay, nice one, little guy.
So, whatever that show was that didn't put it up.
Yeah.
Eggs on your face.
Yeah, I'm going to burn their house down.
This is another, like, terrible Twitter's obviously bad for all of our brains. But do you ever... I remember reading once about, like, how when you're a pokies addict and you win a big jackpot, it's actually annoying to you because you can't play the pokies for a little while. And I think there's an element of that whenever a tweet goes around, you're like, oh, but I just want to keep doing the sad thing of shouting into the void.
Yeah. When something renders your mentions unusable, like... That's the universe saying, stop using this website.
You've clocked it.
Like, congratulations, you get to leave.
I also, reading that tweet, I realised I didn't know, I got to .exe and gone, how do you say that? Do you spell it out like I did? I don't know. Like, I've
never heard it pronounced. I think it's .exe.
No, it's .exe, but I just don't want to admit that I know
.exe?
It.
Is it .exe?
Yeah.
.exe.
I say exe, which which means it's wrong.
All right, question 15. Last question until, and after this, every point you get wrong, you lose. Or you lose a point. Question 15. I agree with Lonely Planet. Canberra is an incredible place to visit. Nowhere else do you get the joy of finally leaving Canberra.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Kirsty.
No, that was James Colley. Point there for James.
Oh, I thought it was James, and then I was like, no, maybe it was me.
Well, you're from Canberra. Like,
Yes, that was what I was basing my guess upon.
Yeah, I am from Canberra, so I stand by James's tweet.
Yeah. You're from Canberra and you left Canberra. But do you feel a Canberra pride, though, Kirsty, when people were making fun of Canberra? You're like, you know, I can make fun of Canberra, but you don't get to make fun of Canberra?
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age thing. Yeah. That's when you know that, like, you're an adult now, is when you're an ex-Canberran who suddenly takes the moral high ground when people diss it.
Yeah.
So, like, I spent half of my 20s going, yeah, Canberra sucks. And then I hit this turning point where I was like, hey, man, it's a beautiful place to raise a family.
I found a similar when I got to uni and people would be bad mouthing Penrith and then someone put into my eyes, oh, that's classist when they do that. I'm like, that's a weapon I have forever now.
You idiots.
All right, this is question 16. If you get these ones wrong, you lose a point. Oh, do you want to know the scores just in case?
Yes,
okay, here we go.
Know the scores.
Score check. Kirsty Wiebeck, 3 points. James Colley, 3 points. Mel Buttle, 3 points.
Oh, my God.
Ben Jenkins, 5 points.
Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Sorry, I've never said it like that. I felt like I was hosting the Brownlows. It was great. Okay, question 16. I hate starting a job and everyone talks about the person before you. Jenny made this role her own. She was amazing. Shut up about that traitor bitch. It's my time to bring pizzazz, grace and heart to data entry at the Department of Main Roads and Transport. Watch me shine. Yes, Kirsty.
Mel.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Kirsty, yes.
Yeah, it's sort of a play within a tweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a
real journey. Yeah. Can I just say, quite often I don't like my performance of someone else's tweet. I think I did that one justice. I really enjoyed really doing that.
Yeah, yep. That was great.
I'm going to submit that one to the Academy.
That's very good. But that is true. Like, stop fucking talking about the old bitch you worked in. Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah.
She's chosen to leave.
She left for a reason. She was either fired or she hates you. Those are the two options.
She got something better. You guys should not like her.
And now I'm your world and you should treat me as such.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's too much to ask, Malbuttle.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's pretty reasonable.
When I left my job at the school library, they didn't even replace me. That's how little they appreciated me. They're like, oh, we don't need that. We don't need someone else in the library reading books to the kids. The kids can read. Like, yeah.
I've had jobs like that before, and it does sting somewhat on your way out. You're like, oh, I've got some great people. They're like, oh, we won't be doing this anymore.
I remember like the first time I got to properly like walk into a place and be like, all right, you know what? I've had enough of this. I'm just walking in today and quitting. I walked into the manager's office and I was like, hey, and he's like, oh, we're not going to have any more shifts for you. I'm like, shit.
That is basically, by the way, exactly what happened with Whitlam and Kerr.
Yeah. Because the whole thing just came out today. And it was like, anyway, I won't go into it because I've got some international listeners, but Look it up. It's pretty.
Yeah,
pretty...
look it up. It's a rollicking saga that melted mm-hmm. the brains of an entire generation of the left wing in Australia, yep. basically.
Just Google James Joyce letters, and these were sent to the Queen.
Question 17. If it isn't hosted by Spider-Man, it's not a webinar.
Ben.
Mel.
Yes, Ben.
Look at his little face. It's James Colley.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ben.
As soon as the word Spider-Man came up, I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
Look, that's...
Are you a big Spider-Man fan, James?
I love Spider-Man, a friendly neighbourhood Spider-Man.
Okay.
I have an embarrassingly large comic book collection around me, like in the room I'm in now, actually.
Question 18. When I was six or so, I asked my dad why people on the bottom bit of the earth didn't fall off. And he nodded and told me to go find a tennis ball. I brought one to him and he sheepishly told me he didn't know. And looking back, I think he was just betting on me not finding a ball.
James.
Yes, James.
That's Ben.
That is Ben, yes.
Point there for James. I know this because Ben, like one of our regular drunken arguments is about downspace. Mm. About whether there is such a thing as checking down. Sorry, Ben, I'll let you spell out this theory and I'll
You're just going to make it sound stupid. When we go to space, we tend to go up. We don't go what's beneath the Earth. You know what I mean? Have we had a poke around what's there? Have we had a poke around what's underneath us?
So you're saying we should build a space station in Australia or South Africa?
Just go down. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know in space we don't really talk about north and south, but go south. See what's down there. You know what I mean? We tend to go across or up, but I don't think we've actually... had a little poke around there.
This is a fun bit, but if I have like two more beers in me, it genuinely upsets me every time. Yeah,
he tries
he
to headbutt me, etc.
Okay, next question. Question 19. Cards Against Humanity is nearly as good as an interesting story.
Or James?
Yes, James.
Kirstie?
No, that was Mel Buttle. Point off James, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, nerds love that.
They do.
I'm like, look... I got some good shit that happened to me in high school if we all just put the cards down.
did you get backlash on that?
Yeah, a few like rockabilly girls were like, oh, you should play with me. I had a good time. And I was like, fuck off. You're not from the 50s. Give up.
He's like, there is no
such a specific sledge.
Personal joy.
Fuck. Yeah. I would anticipate a lot of let people enjoy things. Pushback on that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty snarky on Twitter. I think people sign up for they know what they love is going to be burnt, but they just have to let like it'll fade. You know,
that's what I mean. Like, let people enjoy things. What I happen to enjoy is being very snarky about things.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's just I know before I even press send who is going to hate it and who's going to reply. And I think on that one, I was like, yeah, it's going to be all those semi-bi-curious girls that, they used to be hippies and now they're rockabilly and I know you're going to take it personally because, anyway.
That is actually you're not from the 50s.
You're not
from the 50s, fuck off.
It's the same way they target how to sell Cards Against Humanity promoted ads. They select rockabilly girl and they send it out.
Because I really drilled down on demographics quite well, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it.
Yep.
It is that thing. I've only ever played it once, and I was like, "Well, this I could make up wronger shit than this. This is if that's what the game is. It's like, oh, look how offensive you can be. I'm like, oh, let me go. I can if this is what the aim of the game is. Like, I know I made really a career on cakes, but like, I can get wrong. Like,
if you've never been to an open mic in 20 years, some of these phrases are going to blow your freaking mind.
All right, question 20. My very chatty Uber driver started a story with, I went up to Marrickville once to see a woman I was dating who I loved very much, and then his voice trailed off and we sat in silence for 11 minutes. I hope he's going to be okay.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Is it James?
No, that is Kirstie, a point off Mel.
Oh, I only had 3 points to begin with.
I threw you with the Marrickville thing.
Yeah, that was...
Yes!
That was one of the ones where I was like, was that me?
Did you give him 5 stars? You would have gave him 5 stars. He deserved it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he needed that.
Can I tell you something? Something I found out recently about my dear wife is that she believed that Uber ratings worked like a theater rating.
Oh.
Whereas if you got about 3 stars, you did well, and then you get 5 stars for an exceptional ride.
Taps,
and
no,
you are like hurting people's livelihoods by putting them 3 stars. Like, no, I thought it was a good trip. It did everything I wanted it to do. It just didn't blow my mind.
Bit derivative of other trips I've taken, but that's fine.
Yeah. Uber reviews are like app reviews in the Apple store. It's like 5 stars or 1 stars. If you're giving 2 or 3, what's the point? Why are you even there? It's either this
You've thought about it too much.
This is like, a really great thing or this is a really bad thing. That's all. Like, yeah.
No room for nuance.
Which I think that's how theatre reviews should be as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This is good. This is not good. You don't need any grey areas.
This has been Theatre Corner with Josh Earle.
Next question. The stakes in the Mr. Bean movie were too high. No James. One talks about this. Yes, James.
That's a Ben.
You are correct. Yes, a point for James.
It's 100% correct, though.
The two guiding stars of A Problem with a TV Show or Movie and Mr. Bean.
What is the story of the Mr. Bean film?
The first Mr. Bean film went from the TV show, which was about him trying to, like, you know, make a sandwich in a park, to him destroying Whistler's mother in America. That was the plot of the film. Way too high stakes. Way too high stakes. It was a very strange film. I've said my piece.
Next question. I'm at the age where I wiggle my eyebrows and smile at babies in cafes.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Kirsty.
No, that is Mel Buttle. That's how old Mel is.
Hello, little one. Hello. And I just ignore the parent totally. And if the parent tries to interact with me, I'm like, I'm not here for you.
Yeah.
I'm here for Harry over there.
I'll be honest. I was really worried that was one of my tweets. And I was like, oh, do I do that? That comes across real creepy.
No, you know what men do who, like they go for the high five. That's the one move men without kids would do with kids. Hey, high five. Yeah, high five. Cool. Thanks, mate.
I have a bad habit of, like, I pull faces. If the babies look at me, I'll pull a face back or stick my tongue out or something. And then I had the other week at a Coles, a mum turn around and I was, like, looking at where her baby was looking over her shoulder and going, It's real hard to explain what was happening there.
That's what your baby's like.
Next question. Me just now to my partner, completely non-ironically. The pub was good until the music cranked up and all the people arrived.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Mel Buttle.
No, that is Kirsty Wiebeck.
Fuck. Meant it. Still mean it.
Yeah, this whole thing in Queensland just saying you can go to the pubs but you can't dance. Perfect.
Perfect. This whole thing in Melbourne where you're not allowed to go to the pub. Perfect.
We have a pub at the end of our street and you can usually hear them every Sunday when they get the band in. And it's been so long since I've heard a terrible cover of Are You Old Enough by Dragon, which is a song I would have thought would be out of the rotation, but apparently not. Hankering for it.
Next question. Hey, Lyle Shelton, I know this must be tough for you, but in a spirit of unity, I would love to invite you to eat a massive shit sandwich.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
I think it's got to be... I just want to win, so I'm just buzzing. But it's got to be Wiebeck, surely.
No, that was James there.
Oh, fuck off. No.
I do remember this because he quoted it with so much for the tolerant left.
Did he really? And
I got a good day of mentions for it.
That's so funny because I was wondering if there'd actually been a real so much for the tolerant left in the wild. You know what I mean? Like...
There were a couple, like, this was, like, it was long enough ago that it wasn't, you know, now when it had been such a meme thing. But it was, like, because he had a real habit of being, like, trying to amplify anything that was meme directed at him with a, like, so this is about love, is it?
Yeah, right. And then eventually I think he must have just given up because that was all his mentions were. various people telling him to eat shit.
And our final question for the game... Today in the supermarket, one James. Employee held up a big watermelon he'd just weighed and shouted across the store, Colin, 5 kilos, you were right. And Colin, I assume, went, shit yeah, and it was really great. Good on you, Colin.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Weebeck.
No, that was Ben, so I put off Mel.
I thought it was me as well.
It's very you.
It is very me.
It is very her, actually, I got to say.
Yeah. I just did a last-minute grub for a couple of points and whatever. Whatever.
Well, the final scores. Mel Buttle, 0 points.
Thank you.
Wow.
James
Risk taker.
Collie, 4 points. Ben Jenkins, 4 points. Kirsty Weeback, 4 points. We have a three-way tie. Oh. I have some tiebreaker questions. Okay, here we go.
Everyone but Mel wins.
Yeah, so Mel, you can't answer these, but you can still join in. Okay.
Thank you.
Tattoo idea. You drank a Barocca written on my thigh so I don't black out in terror every time I have a fluorescent wee.
James?
Yes, James.
Ben.
No, that was Kirsty Weebeck.
Fuck, I think I've done this joke too. Because I was sure that was me.
Definitely Weebeck.
I knew it was me only because of the blacking out bit. Because like I say it constantly. Like everything. I'm like, oh, I couldn't find the potatoes. I nearly blacked out. Like so much that it irritates me how much I say it.
Oh, it's a good joke.
Same with beetroot as well and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
This is it. It's done.
That one's actually more critical than the Barocca one. Because that's absolute panic when you're like, I'm bleeding out, it's finally happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got minutes.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Just an annual reminder that no one wants roses, chocolates, or a mug filled with shit lollies.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
James.
No, that was Mel Buttle, a point off Ben.
Fuck.
But yeah, I don't think you told them it could be one of my tweets. I thought I was out. You know what I mean?
I was doing elimination there. But you know what? Whatever. If the game's rigged, the game's rigged. Who
was
cares?
That what, all right. Well, I've got another one. Okay. Let's do a different one then. Okay. Here we go. Everyone's involved though. Everyone's involved. Okay.
Everyone except me still.
Yeah.
Here we go. But my tweets are still involved.
I just bought a book on Kindle because the physical copy I owned was in the other room. We are, in many ways, the greatest generation. Okay.
Kirsty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ben.
You are correct. Yes, that was another point there for James. Okay. All right, here we go.
It was in many ways, I think, that sold it for me, which is very much Ben's blacked out.
Yes, very much. In many ways it is.
And our final question. I've got no more questions after this. Here we go. The good news is making arts degrees the same cost as The good news is making arts degrees the same cost as medical degrees finally proves my point that artists are exactly as important as doctors.
Ben and I are having a Mexican standoff over which one of us tweeted this.
Yeah. Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Ben.
No, that was James.
Oh, no. It could have been either one of them. They're essentially two bodies with one brain.
Has been very hard, yes. So that is all the questions. That's all. And so the final scores, our tally now. Mel Buttle, still 0 points.
Thank you.
James Collie, 4 points. Ben Jenkins, 3 points.
Damn it.
Also on 3 points, Kirsty Weebeck. Our winner is James Collie. He wins.
Oh, I Bradbury'd the shit.
You Bradbury'd it good. Nothing wrong with that.
Congratulations.
That's two from two, Earl. That's two from two on this show.
That's good, 100%. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because you win, you can promote whatever you want to promote first. It's a weird time to be doing these plugs, but it's where we are.
Please watch The Weekly on ABC TV and iView. And that's about all I got going on. Everything else is shut down.
Great. 100th episode this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Should have remembered that.
Kirsty, people can listen to the best.
Yeah, to listen to my podcast called The Best that I created just to fix the algorithm on Google. And that's pretty much all I've got going on at the moment other than the socials. Follow me on the socials.
Cool. Ben, where can people find you?
As I think has come up on this podcast, I have a Twitter account, Bency Jenkins. But also I have two podcasts, Dragon Friends and Free to a Good Home. And you can check them out wherever you get pods.
Excellent. And Melinda Buttle?
Yeah, nothing. Just my favourite social media, which is Instagram. It's my full name, Melinda Buttle. And I've got a picture of a candle on there right now on the story. So.
If you want to talk home and away theories with Mel, she's right up for it. She's loving it now.
Yep, get in touch. Get in touch. Unless I've done a tweet that is clearly a joke, don't try and help. Don't get in touch in that case.
Hey, everyone, listen to this. The week it comes out, this Saturday on the live streams, we have a very cool crew. We've got Tim Minchin, Andy Lee, Denise Scott, and Mel Bracewell all doing the live stream. So go to joshua.com.au for tickets. The tickets are $10. The show stays up until August 7th. Or you could also go to Patreon and become a Patreon subscriber. And you can, my Patreon-only podcast, Top 5, where me and a buddy count down our top 5 of any subject. Mel's did it. We talk about dogs. Was cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talked about our really favorite dogs. People loved it. Yep. People loved talking about dogs.
You should do one with your top 5 cats, Joshua.
Top 5 cats. That's just my cat, Billy. That's all. It's the only cat I've ever loved. Thank you very much for playing Dutch and a Ham. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.